Kellen licked dry lips before tugging open the door to JJ's bar. Stepping into the cool darkness after a long walk under Baltimore's late spring sun had him blinking rapidly to keep from crashing into anything. Not that there was much to crash into. The bar was almost deserted. He wasn't sure if that was a good thing. He'd never been in a gay bar before, and from the way they looked on TV and in the movies, he'd expected to be tripping over guys grinding away on each other. There wasn't anything wrong with that, but Kellen hoped he'd have time to work up to shirtless guy-on-guy grinding. In addition to the absence of grinding, Kellen also noticed the lack of a disco ball and a thumping soundtrack. JJ's could have been any Baltimore bar at 5:30 on a Monday afternoon, right down to ESPN playing on the set hanging over the bottles arranged behind the bartender. The bar stools weren't completely empty. As his eyes adjusted, Kellen saw what he'd come here for. Kellen hadn't seen Nate Gray for 15 years. But even with Nate's back to him, Kellen could have picked him out of a crowd much larger than the five guys in the bar. Who else would sit up that straight, especially on a bar stool? Nate would never change. Kellen pictured the too serious expression Nate always wore, lips tight like he was afraid to smile too much, dark, anxious eyes behind those round Harry Potter glasses, which Nate had worn years before anyone knew who Harry Potter was. Nate turned like he could feel Kellen's stare, then quickly turned away. Had Nate recognized him? Even if Nate wasn't happy to see him, and given the way Kellen had acted back in ninth grade, he couldn't blame him. It didn't matter. The long walk had given Kellen more than dry lips and sun blindness. It had made him twice as goddamn sure Jeffrey Brooks learned he couldn't control his son the way he ran his company. That determination had Kellen striding down to the end of the bar to jostle Nate's elbow and blurt out, "Hey, Nate, so you're still gay, right?" Unfortunately, Kellen's timing sucked. Nate choked, spewing what he'd just drunk from the Corona bottle across Kellen's left sleeve. Kellen used the excuse of slapping him on the back to wipe off his arm. Nate shook him off, wiped his own face with the back of his hand, and turned. Kellen had been right. Nate didn't look very happy to see his old friend. Well, maybe friend was pushing it after the way things had gone back then. But they'd been friends for 7 years before that 1 year when they weren't. If Nate would let him, Kellen could make it up to him. The sneak attack might not have been the best idea, but it was getting late. And unless Kellen wanted to spend the night on a park bench, he needed to get the ball rolling. Besides, once Nate heard the plan, Kellen knew he would go for it. Nate had almost as much reason to want to put the screws to old Jeffrey as Kellen did. Nate's eyes, already uncomfortably different without the familiar glasses, were half-lidded and lazy as he took his time looking Kellen up and down, his gaze lingering on Kellen's crotch long enough to make him squirm. "Kellen Brooks, my day from hell is complete. Yes, I'm still gay. And guess what?" Nate leaned in like he had a secret and then said in a loud whisper, "I think this is a gay bar. You might want to cover your ass with both hands as you run for the door. Wouldn't want to get any queer on you." When this brilliant idea first hatched in Kellen's brain, he had skipped over the explaining it to Nate part to get to picturing the look on the old man's face when he got the bad news. Kellen could do this. Nate had always given in before. But it would be easier if he stopped sneering at Kellen as if he were dog shit stuck to Nate's shoe. "Okay," Nate said, rolling his eyes after a long pause. "Now that we've cleared that up, I need another beer." He pushed the dripping bottle across the bar. Kellen slid onto the bar stool next to Nate. "I need a boyfriend." Nate looked like he was going to start choking again, though his beer was empty. Then his face went hard and still. "Blow me." Kellen put a hand on Nate's sleeve, and Nate shook him off again. "You don't understand. I really need a boyfriend." No, you don't understand. I really need some head. So if you're not gonna blow me, leave me the fuck alone. Nate shifted on his bar stool, leaning forward and back, glancing over his shoulder. I swear, if someone from the paper is punking me... Can I explain this to you? The bartender set a fresh beer in front of Nate. If you're paying, I'll listen. Nate nodded at the beer. I can't. Heat hit Kellen's cheeks, and he dropped his gaze.